Yorana from Tahiti, and welcome to Filled With His Love. You know, when we received our call to serve a mission in Tahiti, our kids were pretty quick to volunteer to come see us. We want to come. We're now ending our third month in the mission field, and we have not had any time for a break from our office duties during that time. So when one of our sons told us he and his family wanted to visit us, we were all in. He found the spot for a little vacation. We had no time to even look for anything. We were so busy. But he found this spot. It was a great getaway place. They call it a motu. It's a small island off another island. So we had 4 days to look at fish as we snorkeled and weave baskets out of palm fronds and eat a lot of food and relax a lot. It was just what the doctor ordered. Everybody needs a break from a routine once in a while, and this was, for us, a wonderful break. During our four-day stay on this little motu, we had the same server bring us meals every day, so we got quite well acquainted. She was an older Tahitian woman who had been working at this hotel for 17 years. She possessed all the characteristics you might expect from a Tahitian. She was very warm, eager to help, so eager to help. Pleasant, talkative, kind, all the characteristics of a true Tahitian. During one of our meals, I asked her about her family. She told me that her husband could not work any longer because he contracted epilepsy several years ago. She then said this, which was quite memorable for me. Since that time, he hasn't been able to get out of the house very often. And so, you know, we're not members of your church. I'm a Protestant, she said, but when my husband was in the hospital, your missionaries came nearly every day to see him. They asked if he wanted a blessing one day, and he welcomed it. It didn't matter that we were not members of the faith. We just wanted him to have that blessing. And then she said this, which also surprised me. Hey, she said, my sister and her husband came to see him too, and my brother-in-law also gave him a blessing. I said, your sister and brother-in-law are members of the church? And she said, yes. I had no idea that someone in her immediate family was a member of the church. Oh, yes, she said. They go to the temple often. So without missing a beat, she did a video chat, got a video chat up on WhatsApp, and got her sister online. So there I was on this little motu talking to her sister back on the island of Tahiti while we were on this very faraway place. Her sister said that she and her husband would try to come to the temple when we are serving there so they could meet us. So we're going to make a new friend of her sister as well. When Sunday came, we, of course, dressed in our Sunday clothes and had to take a boat taxi to get to the other island and then a car taxi to get to the actual church. My son, his wife, and their two children, a daughter turning 12 and a son turning 14, got on the boat and we traveled to church. We attended the Kimura Ward. Has a nice ring to it, don't you think? Yes, the chapel was built on a hill named after Hill Kimura, where the prophet Joseph uncovered the plates of the Book of Mormon. He didn't uncover the plates of the Book of Mormon there on this island, but that is the same hill name as was in New York. And I had never actually seen a church. I've seen a lot of church buildings in French Polynesia. I have never seen one built on a hill, let alone a hill named Hill Kimura. And so we went to the Kimura Ward. And one thing this shows to us is how deeply rooted the church is here in these islands. The church is woven into the very cultural fabric of French Polynesia through and through wherever you go. Church building after church building all around these islands. So during our final dinner, our server, who had now become our friend, very much our friend, told us that even though she had worked at that restaurant for over 17 years, she had never seen a family get dressed up and make the trip to the other island so they could attend church. She put her hand over her heart and said in French, "Ça m'a vraiment touché." That really touched me. As we got into the boat to go to church, we thought nothing of it. Of course we were going to go attend church. It was Sunday, and of course we were going to get dressed up because we always dress up when we go to church. It all seemed like pretty much nothing to us, but as she watched us depart for church, she was moved to tears, she told us. To cap off the dinner that evening, we sang the traditional Tahitian farewell song to her in the Tahitian language. I won't recite the whole song in Tahitian, but I do want to recite the title. It's called E Maururu Avau, which means, I'm so grateful. I am very grateful. And that titles, those title words just keep repeating themselves, and then I sing a counter melody to it and say, oh, how great is my sorrow to be leaving you, and how great is my love for my friends and my loved ones. But someday I will return, and then we will all sing again, Maururu Avau, how grateful I am. As we sang this song, our friend began to sob. She was literally, tears were coming out of her eyes as we were this family that had become close to her. We had known her for only a few days, not very long, but we became very close. So here are a few lessons I take from our encounter with this good woman. Number one, relationships can develop quickly if you allow the spirit to guide your conversation. I felt spiritual confirmation a number of times during our conversations with her. And I'm still not sure how we learned about her husband having epilepsy, but her willingness to divulge that led to her memory of the missionaries, our missionaries, coming to that hospital to bless him and visit him every day he was there. Number two thing I learned, friendships matter more than we think. When you are talking with someone about the truly important things of life, closeness comes naturally, and it comes sooner than we might imagine. Number three, the Lord is eager for us to meet new people and forge new relationships. We are all, after all, His children. Number four, example can be a powerful message. Our departure for church, all dressed up, was an image that was moving for our friend. No words, just Sunday dress, departing for church. I'm sure the fact that our image was one of multi-generational family, with grandparents, parents, and children, grandchildren, was part of what moved her to tears. And we were completely unaware of how our church attendance affected her. This happens often, I think. Our actions help others feel closer to God, even when we are making no effort to influence them. We won't forget that good woman, and I don't think she'll forget us. We will stay in contact with her sister and continue to connect with her even though we're on different islands. The farewell song we sang to her is a song of gratitude. I sing the verses in Tahitian, and everyone else sings those three words, Maururu Avau, I'm so grateful. So they just keep singing over and over again, how grateful I am, how grateful I am, thank you so much. How grateful I am. Gratitude always brings us closer to the Lord. And that's what happens. That's what happened to us on that little island on that warm Tahitian evening. My invitation to you today is to reach out to someone. Make a new friend. It's so easy to connect with someone if you just reach out. And I'm not talking about the kind of friends sometimes that happen on social media. Those are called friends, but they're not really friends. We haven't had almost any contact with each other. We haven't even seen each other oftentimes. And so I'm really talking about face-to-face, one-on-one communication where both people are totally present with each other, where both feel close to each other and also close to God. That happened on that island that night. And it's amazing to me how powerful those feelings of closeness to God and closeness to His children go together. So my invitation to you is reach out, make a new friend, someone, even someone that you've never seen before but run into, somebody that maybe you haven't even thought of reaching out to before. But reach out to somebody. That's my invitation to you. Make a new friend, and we'll see you next time.